This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Los Angeles has 48,000 unsheltered people using a 2020 census by the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. Now, voters there approved measures to build more affordable housing, but there are immediate needs. Here's Ethan Ward from station KPCC.
The city of Los Angeles has been setting up safe camping sites like this one, located near a major street near downtown. These are designated areas where unhoused people can camp. The city provides a pallet, tent, and a storage bin. But from a coffee shop not far away, Melina Abdullah, a co-founder of the local Black Lives Matter LA, says these temporary solutions aren't good enough.
I don't want to see people sitting in a parking lot stall and act like that's housing.
She also says she's not a fan of another temporary solution, tiny home villages that offer people shelters about the size of a tool shed.
Would your mama live there? If your mama wouldn't live there, that's not housing.
Abdullah says there should be enough space for permanent supportive housing in L.A. Voters in Los Angeles approved money to create 10,000 new apartments over a decade for people experiencing homelessness. But construction is slow due to a complex web of city, county, and state hurdles that builders must clear. By late last year, fewer than 1,200 were open. A much faster solution is master leasing. That's a process where service providers pay up front for an entire building. They have control over who moves in and are responsible for taking care of the property. They also offer social services to tenants.
It's a way to get the units that are available and get the people that need to be housed or rehoused housed quickly.
That's Veronica Lewis, director of the Homeless Outreach Program Integrated Care System, a nonprofit that works with unhoused people. HOPX has already started leasing properties. It's entered into 7 in the last year and a half. Meanwhile, to fast-track building, the state of California is working with cities to speed up new construction. Megan Kirkby is with California's Department of Housing and Community Development.
We're in a better position when people are acting with a sense of urgency, getting their rezoning done as quickly as they can.
But some cities in California are pushing back against a new state law that would allow construction of multifamily housing units on many single-family lots. I'm Ethan Ward for Marketplace.